With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. The Valley Air District will soon release an annual report on how it's meeting federal requirements for reducing emissions. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, it will also need to respond to a sweeping review published by the state this summer.
The focus of the review was a banking system that awards businesses with credits when they reduce their emissions. However, the review suggested many credits were invalid, found calculation errors, and pushed for more transparency. Richard Corey is the executive officer of the California Air Resources Board, which conducted the review.
Improvements need to be made. There were clearly areas that need to be addressed and need to translate into a much more robust program.
Catherine Garupa-White, executive director of the nonprofit Central Valley Air Quality Coalition, argues the result of these problems has been higher emissions near polluting industries.
The greatest impact is happening in low-income communities and communities of color because that's where these facilities are concentrated.
The Air District's Morgan Lambert says the agency has agreed to revisit how it calculates credits and other offsets. It also vowed to find ways to engage the community, including by establishing a public working group.
It's definitely one of our core values that we have here at the district to continue to try to increase transparency that we have and to do continuous improvement that we have.
The Air District's annual report is due out sometime before November 20th. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.